What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Laura, what do you got?
Are you guys aware that we have a new landmark that is opening up this weekend?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so the Sixth Bridge will be officially reopened, and it will connect Boyle Heights to downtown L.A. If you guys know, the bridge was demolished because it needed to be. It was originally built in 1932 because it wasn't fit anymore. They had to demolish, and they're opening it this weekend. The celebration starts tonight. Unfortunately, if you wanted to be in all the fun, you had to get tickets for tomorrow's celebration. Funchy thought he was going to be just able to go and pop up, but he can't. You needed tickets, and they're sold out.
I'm bummed about that. Jeez.
He is. He actually is. He's been poo-pooing.
That's pretty
back
cool.
There.
Yeah, there's going to be some good food out there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of like taco trucks and just like food trucks and music. And
yeah,
it's just
going to
be a big party.
Yeah, the pictures look awesome.
Yeah, so they're saying that it's like the new thing, right? Like it's being put up there with like the Hollywood sign and the observatory. So I'm just for it, man. Like I can't wait to like actually go through it because I remember like when I was like, man, when is this going to be done? When is this going to be done? And it's finally here. So can't wait to ride on it.
So wait, awesome. there's like a big party out there tonight?
So it starts tonight. They're going to like start the celebration, but the big one is tomorrow, according to the article that I read.
So you need
bridge
tickets
really
for both?
Nice.
You need no, because today is just kind of like, you know, hey, we're opening it up, so I'm guessing you can just show up. But like tomorrow is the one with the food, the music, the fireworks, and all the good stuff.
Wow, $588 million for this bridge.
That's what it costs, and it took 6 years to build.
It looks cool as hell, though.
It does. My friend has a restaurant at the Arts District. And I remember, like, where they're at. Like,
how long is it? Do we know? Because it looks long as hell.
It is. I do have that. Give me 1 second. It's in the works. Our 12. It says a portion of the bridge will house 3 soccer fields, a skate park, and a slide. Oh, I guess it doesn't say.
Yeah, it looks really long. Like, it's looks like, I mean, maybe like, I don't know, half a mile, maybe a mile.
I don't know, but it's very artistic looking, too.
Park beneath it.
Park, a 12
acre
park.
Yeah, that's where they filmed Terminator 2 and all these movies, I'm sure. That...
No, it looks cool. So I'm
super artistic.
To go through it.
Wow.
Yeah, nice job. All right, that is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Cappy, why are you mad at Kevin Durant again?
I'm not mad at him. I just don't want the Golden State Warriors to do a deal with him. You know, like when we first heard that Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn.
I want you to lay this out to me. Just give me like your reasoning. Go ahead.
Well, because the Golden State Warriors have proven that when we can win without Kevin Durant, we brought him in and we can win with Kevin Durant. We've gone on to prove that we can win yet again without him. He went on to prove that he has not been able to win without us. So why are we bringing him back into our championship fold? I mean, look, just pure outsider and fan. I don't want to see Kevin Durant, a great, great player, just all of a sudden be put back onto a championship caliber team. I want to see the Golden State Warriors continue to go on as they are with their 3 stars.
Right.
I don't want Kevin Durant just walking right back into some championship. He wanted to go out and prove to everybody he didn't need those guys. He could do it on his own. He couldn't. So what, did he just gets to go back to Golden State? Walk right back into a championship?
He did not choose to go there. That wasn't one of his teams. But if they trade for him.
Well, let me ask you this.
You're saying if they're willing. But if they're willing to engage in the trade, doesn't that absolve him of some fault? Or he cannot accept the trade?
No. It's not him. It's them. I don't want them to want him. See the difference? I'm not saying that Kevin Durant wants Golden State and he's forcing his way to get back to Golden State. I'm saying I don't want the Warriors as a franchise to say, sure, we'd love to have Kevin Durant back. Now look, every team on the planet would probably love to have a talent like Kevin Durant. Fair. I mean, don't you think? I mean, everybody pretty much would love to have the guy. I mean, unless you're the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, you read the rumors about what Brooklyn offered. Hey, we'll give you Kevin Durant, but what we need from you is Karl Anthony Towns and this dude and that dude and all these draft picks.
But that was ridiculous. I wouldn't have.
Of course, it was ridiculous. Yeah, but you see, if you're Brooklyn, you're like, oh, you want to go to Phoenix? Oh, you want to go to Miami? well, let's try Minnesota. And then when Minnesota says, are you out of your mind? They can say, well, we tried. We tried to move you. Just didn't happen for us. So come back and play for us. Am I alone in this? I mean, would people like to see Kevin?
Oh, no, no. I don't think anyone's
people like to see Durant go back. Does anybody want to see Durant go back to Golden State? Because, by the way, if Durant goes back to Golden State, you can get the Lakers Kyrie, and it ain't going to matter. I mean, right?
No, it's just you'd have to trade a lot from the Warriors. All those young guys would be gone.
Well, not going to lose Steph Curry.
I actually think what's that?
You're not going to trade Klay Thompson. You're not going to trade Steph Curry. I mean, these are your cornerstone guys.
But all their depth would be gone.
Well, that's why they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
If I'm Golden State and I just won a championship and I'm feeling like we might have a chance here to go on another run, why do I want to disrupt what I've got going on when these guys have all come back from injury and they've built this team for years around these guys waiting for them to come back from injury and it all worked out? Why do I want to mess with Kevin Durant right now?
I mean, I agree with you.
Oh, good.
It's probably one of the few teams that I wouldn't do it with.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at Durant, even though you know I'm not a fan. But I just don't want to see Golden State get him. I want Kevin Durant traded to, like, Orlando, Sacramento. These are the places I want to see Kevin Durant play. You understand why, right?
You want him to go to a bad team.
I want him to go someplace where he doesn't want to go.
Right. Which is a bad team.
Right. Put him on a really bad team in a place he doesn't want to be and say, well, hey, look, we wanted to keep you here in Brooklyn, but, you know, you forced your way out. You told us we had to trade you. So Orlando's it's great in Orlando. You'll go to Disney World. You'll have a great time. Go to Orlando. That's what I would want to do. See, I'm spiteful like that, though, George. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't help myself.
That doesn't work, though, in sports today as much.
Then I know.
You wouldn't be an owner for very long, or you wouldn't have very good teams.
Well, I mean, Brooklyn had Kevin Durant and Kyrie, and they didn't have a very good team.
Well, I think the circumstances also played a role there, too. I don't think it's because those guys were bad.
Well, the circumstances were Kyrie chose not to do what needed to
get
be
vaccinated,
done to get onto the floor.
Those are the circumstances. if Kyrie and Kevin Durant ran it back, let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be a top five favorite to win the championship easily.
If the Brooklyn Nets
brought back
the same roster that got them knocked out in the, was it the play-in or was it the first round? I think it was the first round.
First round.
They'd be a top five favorite?
Yep. In Vegas? Guaranteed.
Well, maybe because they're trying to inspire everybody to bet on them because they got the stars.
No, I just because they'd be a talented team.
Talented, but lot of egos, lot of divas.
Yeah, but I think they lost those four games. They got swept by like a total of like 17 points in four games. Like, that's nothing.
Right, but they were swept.
They were right in. Huh?
But they were swept. It wasn't like it was a
three
games to two or four games to three.
Yeah, but those games were very competitive. Every single one of them could have gone either way.
Well, they didn't. They went one way.
No, of course. But that's not really remembering the individual moments. You know what I mean? But that's how it goes sometimes. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. I don't remember the individual moments. I just remember the end result. 4-0.
Right.
Sweet. Scoreboard. Seriously, man. I mean, come on. Kevin Durant gets to force his way out of Brooklyn and goes to Golden State. Come on. That's lame, dude.
That would be the Nets, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if the Nets felt like that was the best offer, and that's what they wanted to send him. Like,
right.
You'd be upset because that's the way they went. But
all I want is for Golden State to say, thanks, but no thanks. We've won a championship without you. We've won with you. We've been able to come back and win without you. Thanks, but no thanks, KD.
Right. Yeah.
Now, if he came to the Lakers, I'd be all for that. How about Russ and THT for KD? How about that? Can we put that deal together? What do you think? Is it only Kyrie? Could we talk about KD? Could KD come to the Lakers? Come on.
No chance.
KD and LeBron?
You. The Nets want both picks for Kyrie. The Lakers don't have enough picks for Kevin Durant.
All right, make a prediction. Crystal ball it. Look into the future. Where does he go?
Kyrie?
No, KD.
Oh. I don't know, man.
Come on, my eye is not taking that on.
I have never, like, you know, it's funny because we were talking about the decision. Like, this kind of reminds me of that in a lot of ways. I don't remember a time where I felt this confused as to where a player could end up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
This is just KD, though.
Yeah, just KD.
Because Kyrie...
Kyrie's going to end up being a Laker at some point.
See, that's just it. Everybody, I mean, all of us, myself included, we just all have just come to the realization, you know what? It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Don't know when, but it's going to happen.
Oh, no. Absolutely will happen.
Think about that. We all think it's a foregone conclusion that ultimately, between LeBron and Kyrie, they forced their way together with the Lakers.
I knew LeBron was coming to L.A. as soon as he won that championship in Cleveland.
Right. It was time to retire where he wanted to be.
Well, I just felt like he had already done what he promised to do. He brought a championship. See you later. Now I'm, you know, I want to do whatever else I want
to
do.
Now I'm going to go to Hollywood. Now I'm going to get into the entertainment business much, much deeper than I was. And I'm going to play ball. And I'm going to play for the Lakers. And hopefully I'm going to win a championship, which he did. And I'm just going to increase my brand value by combining forces with the Lakers rather than being here with the Cavaliers. And I'd rather have my whole operation out in L.A. rather than here in Cleveland or Akron.
Yeah, and this is a much nicer place to live. There's that, too.
Yeah, it's not, you don't have to, it's not a hard sell.
Yeah.
Not a hard sell.
Yeah.
You know what I love about what's going on with you right now? Sometimes I can hear you're twisting in your chair, and I can hear a little squeak. I'm going to WD-40 that chair of yours.
Okay. I can hear yours. I just heard yours right now.
No, let me hear your squeak. Go ahead. Move on your chair.
We can hear each other's.
Wait, let me see if my chair squeaks. Hold on. No squeak.
Oh,
no
I squeak. Heard it a second ago.
No squeak. I'm leaning back. I'm leaning forward. I'm moving around. No squeak.
There was a squeak. I heard it.
No squeak. Anybody else hear a squeak?
Maybe a little
squeak. Pinch.
I heard nothing.
I heard it earlier. Go back to when. Go cut up the sound when I said I heard it.
I didn't hear
and
it.
And we'll see.
I didn't hear it.
All right. Anyway. Coming up next. Funchy found a story about a 2002 Lakers piece of memorabilia that's 20 years old.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. Come on, Cappy. I just crush a lot.
Laura's bringing out the jams on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, Laura, I was taking an Alex Toussaint. Well, I appreciate it. I was taking an Alex Toussaint 45-minute club banger ride earlier today.
Of course you were, yes.
Just a puddle of sweat right next to my Peloton.
What?
What? What do you mean?
Of course. I mean, that's I feel like, Cappy.
What?
Aren't you like, at this stage, you've been doing this Peloton for so much, you shouldn't be in a puddle of sweat anytime. Like, the Peloton, they should need to build a new Peloton for you at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a lot of rides on the Peloton. I mean, I don't think I've done maybe like 200.
When are you going to be like a guest instructor?
Oh, my God. I would love that. If Alex Toussaint would say to me, hey, guys, it's a 45-minute club banger ride, but today I'm bringing in my boy from ESPN LA, from Shidano and Cap. I'm getting off the bike, y'all, and I'm bringing up the big dog. And then I would get up there and I would tell everybody, okay, do you be free, have fun, spread love. Let's live that Peloton life, y'all. Let's go. Let's get some Big Sean going all up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Where's Michael's laugh?
Seriously. I do.
That's hilarious.
So,
God, Cappy, you're great.
I'm telling you right now. Peloton. George, would you say that I shouldn't have a puddle of sweat? Bro, I'm working hard, man.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, but that's why there's a puddle of sweat.
Okay.
Each class is different.
You would have, feel like you would have mastered the Peloton by now.
No, but even when you master it, you're still working really hard.
Yeah. Do you have the Peloton with the weights and stuff too?
You mean like on the back of the bike?
Yeah, I've seen some that have weights on it or whatever.
Yeah, they have like little hand weights. I don't use them myself, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I have been using. This is actually interesting. You know, I didn't ever use this. Peloton has an app, George. And on this app, you can take all kinds of different exercise classes other than just cycling classes when you've got the monitor on your bike. I've never used their app. I've started using now their running classes. Most people, I suppose, who are taking these running classes are probably on a Peloton treadmill. I'm outside running, and I take a 45-minute Olivia Amato running class.
Yeah.
Dude, you never stop running. She's like, okay, we're going to pick it up now for the next 20 seconds. And you're striding and you're striding. And then all of a sudden you're out of breath. And she's like, okay, bring it down to a light jog. And that's what you do. And having somebody coach you through a run, oh, my God, when you're like me and you're just trying so desperately to get back into running, having somebody in your ears telling you what to do, oh, what a pleasure. Thank you, Olivia Amato. What do you mean?
It all makes sense.
What makes sense?
You like people telling you what to do in your ear. Rachel.
Yeah, but I'm coachable like that.
You know what I'm saying? Cappy. I'm
coachable like that, Laura. That's all I'm saying.
I'm giving it to you, Cappy. You are.
I'm telling you right now, it's hard to get back into running. George, when was the last time you've gone out for a jog, a run? You're going to go out and run 4 or 5 miles. Not hike.
Not 4 or 5 miles, no. No, I mean, years. I don't know. I can't even remember.
Yeah, so I had Olivia Amato in my ears.
I don't love running anymore. The pavement hurts my knees and ankles too much. You know, that's why hiking to me is great. I'd rather do the incline stuff. I get a great workout on the incline.
Yeah, I've decided I got to get myself back into running because, Laura, I'm on a diet. Okay? I'm
How's
on
that
this
going
diet
for
now.
You?
It's not going great. You know? It's not going great because I haven't really, really been committed yet to change. Other than I've made a couple of decisions. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to Chick-fil-A anymore.
Okay.
Okay, because when I go to Chick-fil-A, I get a spicy chicken deluxe and an 8-piece nugget, and it's the same thing every time, and I can't do that anymore, okay?
Right.
So no longer am I going to Chick-fil-A while I'm on a diet. Mm-hmm. I've eliminated Jersey Mike's because when I go to Jersey Mike's, it's not just the bread. I can have them scoop the bread, but I can't get like a regular sandwich. I, for some reason, think I need to have the whole giant sandwich.
Well, you can get like the bowl, and then it's like low carb.
Yeah, but I can't do the sub in a tub. It's not for me. You know what I mean? Oh. I got to have the real thing or I can't go at all. So I've eliminated Chick-fil-A. I've eliminated right now Jersey Mike's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've also even decided that I'm staying away from In-N-Out, even though I know I can do it protein style.
I love In-N-Out.
I've just decided I got to stay away.
Okay, fair enough.
So the fast food places that I might normally go to on my diet, they're out for now. So that's my diet. I'm the off the fast food diet guy. I'm the get back into running using the Peloton app guy. And at some point, I'm going to start really cleaning up my diet. But for right now, increasing exercise and eliminating all of my favorite fast food places.
Okay. Good luck, Cappy. Cappy, by the way, speaking of good luck, didn't you find the tell me this Lakers thing you wanted to say. Well, wait, but
Funch needs to start it off because I have no idea what Funch is going to tell us.
Oh, no, maybe it's your story because I see it in the rundown.
No, this has not. Oh, maybe it is my story.
I was going to say, this is not my story whatsoever.
I thought it was his because it was in the rundown, but then I realized there was no link to it, so I knew him automatically it had to be you who wrote this. Because
right.
Funches would have actually had a link to a story.
All right, guys, listen to this story. Listen to this story. So, Rachel tells me earlier today that she was cleaning out a linen closet in her house. Mm-hmm. And she winds up sending me pictures, and she goes, look what I found. She found an autographed basketball by every member of the 2002 Lakers championship team.
What?
And she found an autographed Kobe Bryant basketball.
Aww.
Both of these balls are in, like, you know, those cubes, like the
displays and stuff.
Yeah, right. Like, you know, the way a piece of sports memorabilia is supposed to be properly displayed, you know, baseball or basketball or football, or whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So she sends me these pictures and she said, do you think they're worth anything? And my answer is, I don't really know a whole lot about the value of sports memorabilia, but I would say that if there's a certificate of authentication, if you've got a Kobe Bryant autographed basketball, or you've got the entire 2002 Lakers team signed with a basketball in perfect shape, it's got to be worth a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, easily thousands and thousands and maybe tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars, perhaps.
We got anybody out there that's like in the sports memorabilia biz that can like give an estimate of something like this?
Guys, I just did a little quick search on Google, and the lowest price I see for something like that with a certificate is about $3,000.
$3,000, yeah. Huh? Yeah, see, now what happens if you don't have a certificate?
That's a nice little vacation, Cappy.
You know, George, I would love to go this summer.
It.
Oh, I shouldn't sell it? No. I shouldn't do that?
No.
What should I do?
Keep it.
I mean, you got to see this
But
ball.
It's hers, not yours.
Right. Well, you know, but if I could tell her that it's not really worth anything.
Keep it.
And then say, give it to me. Let me have that.
This is how you ended up divorced the last time.
I didn't scam my ex-wife out of sports memorabilia,
scammed
George.
Him.
I mean, you know, I don't know. It sounds like you might have.
What is this piece of memorabilia she has right here? Oh, my gosh. There's she got good stuff. This stuff's been sitting in her closet. She has no idea what it even is. Here's a Kobe signed basketball.
Oh, my
Spalding
God.
In the whole glass thing. I don't want her to get rid of this stuff
yeah,
either.
Yeah, she shouldn't. I don't think she should.
She should probably display it here in my house, I think.
I would get rid of the championship. I would get rid of the championship ball and keep the Kobe ball.
I'm with Funchy.
Yeah. Well, you definitely get more for the Kobe ball, though.
I also have this, like, Shaq and Kobe picture of the two of them holding the trophy after the championship. And then, like, some little gold medallion thing that's all framed that was from that time. I mean, I remember getting it, like, right after they won the championship. And is that worth anything?
I mean, I don't know. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know anything about that stuff.
Me neither. I know nothing about sports memorabilia.
You know, the hilarious thing is I told you, in a storage unit somewhere, I have a signed Tom Brady Super Bowl jersey from, like, probably, like, his first or second Super Bowl. I don't know. I think his second. I'm the one that has that. I don't even like Brady all that much. You would, like, die for that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we make a trade? If I were able to give Rachel, if I were able to get her Kobe Bryant ball. Nah, I don't think I'm going to part with the Kobe ball. But if I give you the 2002 championship
ball. No, I don't want that ball.
You don't want the 2002 ball. Now you want the Kobe ball, don't you?
Yeah.
Who
I
wouldn't?
Thought that's where you were
wanna,
going.
You don't want an autograph from Samaki Walker?
Dude, you don't want to, like, I have a...
By the way, Samaki Walker's kid, Jabari Walker, was playing last night. I saw him. I think he's playing for Portland. He got drafted this year.
What about Lindsey Hunter?
That's when you know you're old, okay? When a dude you watched play basketball retires, and then his kid is playing in the league.
Yeah. How about imagine being a player and playing against a kid who you're like, wait, dude, I played with your father, and now I'm 15 years in the league, and you're here now. I mean, it happens a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll happen even more probably with I'm trying to think. I'm sure LeBron, right? That probably has happened.
It could happen if Shaq's kid makes the Laker team.
All right, Sharif, yeah. Funchy, you had something else, though, before Cappy jumped in on you.
The break?
Oh. That was it.
Funchy, you told me you have an autographed
Kobe ball. I do have an autographed
Kobe ball.
I do have an autographed Kobe
ball. Where do you have it, Funchy?
I don't want to tell you.
Why not?
Do it. Because I wanted to kick his butt when he told me.
It's somewhere in my garage in like a trash bag.
Oh my God. I would kill for a ball like that and you guys have them. Ugh.
No, I understand,
I have
Funch.
A Kyle Kuzma ball, and it's displayed. Imagine if I had a Kobe, be like a little shrine. Y'all crazy.
I saw Kyle Kuzma yesterday at Summer League in some picture on social media. He's wearing like a leopard, like, button-down t-shirt.
I mean, I want it shirt. Here, so you know,
right.
I keep it.
Thing is that because he's not with the Lakers anymore, nobody pays any attention to him.
Nah.
It's true.
He was talking to Jerry West, I saw in the picture. All right, coming up next, big deal or no deal. Back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks, Christopher. All right, Funchy, what do you got?
All right, guys. So the NBA odds for next year's titles, according to Caesars Sportsbook, opened up with the Warriors having the best odds of repeat after they won a championship. Right immediately after they won a championship, the Warriors had the best odds to win next year's title. But now, a couple weeks later, it's the Boston Celtics and even the Phoenix Suns having better odds than the Warriors to win next year's title. So, you know, I can see the Celtics, why they have the best odds, because they got Malcolm Brogdon, they got Danilo Gallinari. The Suns haven't done anything yet, but they still got better odds than the Warriors to repeat or to win a title next year than the Warriors. So is this a big deal or no deal that the Warriors are not favored to win next year's title at this point in the offseason? Sedano.
No, it's no deal. And I think Phoenix is only ahead of them at the moment because they were probably close to begin with, but people are probably betting them just in case KD lands there, since he's one of the teams that he would like to go to, preferred teams. So I don't think it's a huge deal. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, to me, it's like a complete no deal. No deal, non-story. You know, I just don't see it as being anything really. Just no deal. I got nothing for you other than no deal. That's it.
I was wondering how many ways you were going to turn yourself into a pretzel before you said.
I love that. Well, I got one for you next. All right, Cap. So the Rams offered former linebacker Von Miller more money before he took off to Buffalo for a 6-year, $120 million contract. Now, it's being reported that the Rams offered Von Miller more money per year, but only a 3-year deal, while the
right.
Bills offered him, you know, 6 years for, you know, for the 32-year-old or whatever.
Right.
Is this a big deal, no deal, that Von is skipping out on the Rams, even though they offered him more money per year, Cap?
Well, I read about this story just the other day, George, on a website called
Sportsnet.
Right. That's right. I did read about this, and Von Miller said he thought he was definitely going back to the Rams. Then he said he was willing to go to the Dallas Cowboys for a little bit less money because they're just the Cowboys. That's the way he put it. And then he decides to go to Buffalo because he was like, wait, you're going to give me how much money? Me? At this stage of my career? You're going to guarantee me this much? Yeah, it's kind of a big deal because it just shows you that Buffalo is trying to do what the Rams did last year. Go all in. And they're, I believe, going to be overpaying Von Miller for a long time.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. Although all that stuff in NFL contracts, like, that stuff to me is like monopoly money. It's not even all. I mean, how much of it was guaranteed?
Funchy?
Anyone?
That's what they have to look up, though. I want to say 60-something was guaranteed.
Yeah, it was something crazy. I mean, it was something that you were like, wait, they gave him a 6-year deal? You're right, George. I mean, most of those guys never live up to the 6-year deal, but it's the money up front that they get.
He got 51 out of how much? What was the total?
51.5 million guaranteed, yes.
But what was the total contract for over 6 years?
It was the 6 years. I think it was 100, and let me see what my notes are. 6 years, 120.
Yeah.
6 years, 120.
So you got like 40-something% of it guaranteed. It's not, you know, whatever. It's cost of doing business for a star.
All right.
So you think Buffalo is going to like implode, Scott, because of that?
No, I don't think they're going to implode. Actually, I kind of think it's a great move. You know, I think to have a guy who's a two-time Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
To have a guy of his experience on your team.
He's like a modern-day Charles Haley, man. Remember Charles Haley jumped from like the Cowboys to the Niners and whatever? Like, that's what he was doing back then. He was just going to the highest bidder and sacking fools. You know, like that's just what he was doing.
What he finished with? I think 5 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
So, yeah, listen, I don't blame Von Miller, and I don't blame the Buffalo Bills. I actually think it was a really good move by both of them. I just think that they're going to find themselves, you know, saying,
eventually, that deal will not look so great.
Are the Bills that good? I mean, are they going to come out the AFC? I mean, everyone's projecting them to come out the AFC.
I mean, well, they were one of the most video game games of, like, the year last year. Like, that playoff game with them in Kansas City was insane. Like, people were discussing whether they should change the overtime rules, which it looks like they are because of that game. So, yes, the answer is yes, Funch.
Okay. Yeah, and Funch, you know, we were talking about odds in the NBA. You know that Buffalo is right now the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I just, you know, I didn't think Buffalo was that great. And, you know, I to leave L.A. for Buffalo, I mean, you got to leave for all those chips, right? Jeez.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so next one. Since Adano's going to Vegas next week for Summer League, I saw this story that ESPN Malika Andrews is reporting.
I know what you're talking about.
There will be Summer League championship rings being made for the eventual champions of Summer League. That's right. Let me repeat that again. A championship ring for the champions of NBA Summer League. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
It's a big deal for those kids, man. Most of those kids won't make an NBA roster. So I actually think it's cool, the league and Summer League, because they collaborate with a group that puts it together. I think it's cool that they made that happen for those young guys. Because, again, 90% of those guys, you know, 85, 90% of those guys will never play in the league.
I agree. The only difference is I think it's no deal. So, like, it's really awesome for those kids, for everything you just said. Because one day some guy's going to be, like, in your neighborhood, and he's going to be like, you want to see this? Check this out. Hey, that's awesome. What is that? It's my championship ring. Who'd you play for? The Lakers. Really? Did you play with like LeBron and AD? No, I played on the Summer League team. Right? This is my ring. We won the championship. And by the way, you got a whole lot further in your sports career than I got in my sports career. And not only did you make it to the NBA and played in the Summer League, you won a championship and you got a ring. That's cool.
Right. Yeah, it is cool.
I mean, aren't they good enough with just getting, you know, the jerseys and stuff like that? We really got to give them a championship ring?
Yeah, man, it's cool. Like, it's cool.
You know, the team swag and everything. I mean, that's good enough for me.
Those dudes play hard. I always end up doing, I always switch to sidelines for the quote-unquote tournament portion of Summer League. And there are teams every year, man. Like, you could tell the teams that want to win it. Like, those guys just want to play because probably a decent chunk of them will not play in the league. And they're like, well, if I'm here, might as well win. Like, well, I think it's cool. I think the competition part of it is cool.
Like, Funchy, I'll tell you, man. I know I have it here somewhere. We were talking about sports memorabilia, like socked away somewhere.
Yeah.
I've got a watch somewhere here that I got because I played in a couple of college bowl games or whatever, the Sun Bowl.
Yeah. It was in your swag bag, huh?
Yeah, and like it's not like I'm like, hey, check out my watch. You know, I'm 52 years old, but back in 1989, I played in the Sun Bowl. Here, check out my watch. I mean, I don't know where it is. It's here somewhere. So it's not something that I'm displaying or wearing or anything else. But back in the day, I thought, well, this is really cool.
Hey, side note, Cap, are you jealous that the kids today get like a bigger swag bag than you ever did?
Oh, dude. I mean, we got good stuff back in the day, but I mean, the kids today, I mean, it's like going to the Academy Awards.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Let me tell you something. I called a bowl game and got, like, an incredible swag bag.
Which bowl game did you call?
The Alamo Bowl. I called two. I called the L.A. Bowl, no swag bag. Alamo Bowl, crazy good swag bag.
What'd you get, like, a free rent-a-car or something?
I got a iPad, a brand-new iPad.
No way. From the Alamo Bowl?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask my wife. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. There's, like, this cool cooler. That we got too, not like a square or rectangular cooler, like one of those that's like a bag. I don't know what it's called. Hold on, let me ask.
You mean like a what do they call those things? Not a Tumi. What do they call those really good coolers that are
Yeti.
In bags?
Yeti.
Yetis. Yeti. Yetis.
Yeti,
that's what they are.
Right.
Yetis. Tumis. Yetis. And he got an iPad for calling the Alamo Bowl?
Yeah. Jeez, an iPad.
I wonder if it's like one of those like iPads that has no memory on it, you know? You know, or they gave him like a really good iPad.
Uh-huh. But you got to buy the memory.
Let me Alamo give you Dory Bowl. Brain. Hold up.
All right. Yeah, it was, we got the iPad and we got that Yeti cooler bag.
Oh,
thing.
Yeti.
Yeti.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Dude, those are real.
I had a bunch of like T-shirts and stuff, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I got a sweatsuit, you know, and a watch.
That's good.
So I got
me.
A better swag bag as a broadcaster for the game than you did as a player.
30 years later, that is true. Yes, that is true. Wow. 30 years later. How much memory does that iPad have?
I'd have to check. It's in the box, though.
Really? It's still in the box?
I got my own. Like, what was I going to
re-gift it.
No, man. I'll use it eventually. My iPad will eventually, you know, not work, or we'll give it. You know, Mateo uses one that we had, like an iPad 2 or something like that, because he just watches like YouTube or whatever, kids YouTube. I'll just give him mine eventually, or, you know, like we just will rotate him, you know, to the kids.
I understand.
And then when that happens, I'll open up this one.
Just
you
extra
can't
iPads.
Give a gift. Like, you cannot.
I'm not gifting a gift that I got from a bowl game.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's
there
the problem?
Is issues with
no
that.
Way.
That
no.
doesn't say it doesn't say like Alamo Bowl on
no.
it, right? It just says
Still.
Apple iPad. Or
I mean, whoever you re-gift that to is gonna be like, damn, this George Sedano, he gives
I
a
know.
Serious gift.
Yeah, but
seriously.
No. I feel like that's bad karma.
Why? Mm-hmm. Re-gifting is not bad karma.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's paying it forward.
No,
I'm a cap. Yeah, it's paying it forward.
Paying it forward is like you picking up the bill for
yes.
someone. You know, like,
no.
That's paying it forward.
No, it's somebody gave me a gift that I'm not using. You know what? I'm going to give it to somebody else, and hopefully they're going to use it. And if they don't use it, they can re-gift it. That is paying it forward. That is good karma is what that is.
No, it's not.
I don't know. That's a little sus.
It is sus? No way. That makes the sus
super
list?
Sus.
No
super
way.
Sus.
Re-gifting is not sus.
Laker fans are so creepy right now. They somebody took a picture of Woj and Rob Pelinka talking at Summer League right now, and it is going super viral.
Let me take a look at it.
Here, I'll send it to you. Hold on. Send it in the chat. In our chat. There you go. I just sent it now.
Okay, let me take a look. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Ooh.
There's Woj. There's Pelinka. It's Darvin right next to him, isn't it? Is that Scott Van Pelt? Right about
no,
3 feet.
No, it's not Scott Van Pelt.
Really? Looks just like Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, he's too short.
The bald guy, white guy Scott. With glasses on.
Yeah, to be Scott Van Pelt. But yeah, they're talking. So, of course, Lakers fans are all over this now on social media.
Mm-hmm. Looks like there's a line of people waiting to talk to them.
Or maybe they're talking about where they're going to eat tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could also
what
be the case.
What buffet's good? I don't know. Mm-hmm. What show they're going to see tonight?
Mm-hmm. That could also be the case, Funchy. But I would imagine that, you know,
that
the conversation
it.
About the trade scenarios are being discussed as well.
You know, what slots are loose and which ones are not putting out money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a slot machine at Aria that I always sit at. And I have generally come out, and I hate slot machines, but I have generally come out up money.
I don't think I've ever played a slot machine ever.
Like in your life?
Same,
ever.
What?
Same. Ever. Never. Never.
Like even just put in $20 and
never.
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Wait for your drink?
Nope.
Nope. Never.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Jeez. I hate slot machines. But that one.
Blackjack.
So that machine, the way I jumped on it was it's like a corner machine by the bar. And I was waiting for somebody, meeting somebody, like a buddy of mine who was at that hotel during one summer league. And I put in $100 because he's like, oh, bro, I just got out of the shower. It was late, whatever. I'll be like 20 minutes. I'm like, all right, whatever. 20 minutes? I didn't want to play blackjack because if I start playing blackjack, 20 minutes is not enough. So
I
was like,
unless they run you off the table in about 5 hands.
I mean, it's possible, but I mean, I feel like I'm fairly good at it.
Do you have a system though? Like when you go to a blackjack table,
I'll tell you on the other side. How about that?
Go ahead.
All right, we're back in 2 minutes. Abusador aquí, abusador aquí, abusador aquí, abusador, abusador, abusador. That's what they say about Laura. Abusadora.
Hey. Why? I'm nice.
I'm just saying. It just rhymed sort of. It did rhyme.
It did. I give you that.
Que cita abusadora. Cappy, I'll give you a million guesses as to who sings this one. You'll never get it.
Don't Shazam it.
My first guess is... No, I haven't Shazammed it. My first guess is one of my all-time favorites, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Los Bukis.
No, not Los Bukis. No.
Okay, one of my favorites.
No. I can play you a Los Bukis underneath, but not this one, not this one.
You know, I love Los Bukis. You know this.
Yeah, yeah. You have a jacket or had a jacket?
Yep, I did. I borrowed one just to make Laura
jealous.
It wasn't
yours, actually.
No, it wasn't mine, actually. It was not. I did rock it around, the Super Bowl festivities as if it was all, like, normal, wearing, like, a 3XL Los Bukis jacket, you know, just draped down, like, wearing, like, a long tuxedo.
Right. There's Los Bukis.
Okay, give me another hint. Give me a hint of the last song. No hint? You're not giving me a hint.
Oh, I'll just tell you. You'll never guess. Wilfrido Vargas.
Mm-hmm. Taking me about two other guesses to get to that. That's all.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Needed a hint.
Laura, I gave you some sound that McMiniman just had. He was on TV with Cassidy a few minutes ago. So let's have that rolling in a second. Let me know when you're ready with that. But
I saw this. This was halftime, George? Halftime of this summer league game?
Of this Knicks Warriors game, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So, Cappy, you had asked me something a second ago. Go.
What was it?
Are you serious?
What did I ask you? Oh, yes. It was about blackjack. Do you have a system? Because you said you took $100 and you put $100 in a slot machine.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
When I said, are you serious?
Yeah.
And I smacked the table.
Yeah.
Siri asked me on my computer, are you serious? And she said, I'm serious. Thank you, Siri.
So you said you took $100, put it in a slot machine. I said I never played a slot machine. You said you didn't want to sit down at a blackjack table because, you know, 20 minutes is not enough because you're really good.
Yeah.
So when you sit down at a blackjack table, do you have a system or a plan in place before you sit down?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I'm curious, would $100, would you start at a blackjack table with
$100? No, never just $100, at least $200. Because I don't want to play at a $10 table because that's like people who have absolutely no idea how to play. I'm not bold enough, you know, I ain't a baller like that and like to gamble like that to the point of where I'm going to do like a $50, $100 table, but I'm good with like, you know, a $25 table.
Okay. So if you have a $25 table,
I have a strategy though. Do you want to hear the strategy?
Yeah, like, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I pretty much hit on anything that's, so here's what I would say. 17 or more, I'm hitting, I'm staying every time. I don't care what the dealer's showing in that case.
You'll
you
hit,
what I'm saying?
But wait a second. If the dealer's showing a 2 and you've got a 3, are you hitting?
No. What do you mean if I got a 3? I know what I have.
Well, if you've got 13 and the dealer's showing a 2.
If I've got 13 versus a 3, I'm hitting in that scenario. I'm hitting... 13 versus 3? No, I'm staying there.
There you go.
So, like, a 12 is, to me, is the tricky, okay? Here's where... let me just tell you how I do it. 17 or more, no matter what the dealer's showing, face card, whatever, I'm staying, okay?
Okay.
So, I'm holding, okay, on... I'm hitting, excuse me, on anything 16, 7 or above, obviously, same with... 15, 7 or above, 14, 7 or above, 13, 7 or above. Now 12, okay? I'm hitting a 12 versus a 2, and I'm hitting a 12 versus a 3. I'm staying, you know, 12 versus 4, 5 or 6, 7 or more I'm hitting.
Yeah, I'm getting up off the table. I'm going to my other table. I'm out of here. I don't like the way you play.
I play the way you're supposed to play.
How many hands?
You're the jerk who hits on, like, something stupid.
No,
you're the jerk. You're the jerk who like splits tens.
No, wrong.
Yes,
I'm the guy.
I would tell the waitress, you don't give him any drinks.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm the guy that will look over at you and go, "Don't hit that. You don't hit that."
Yeah, okay,
and then I look at the dealer and I go, "What does the book say?"
And the book, he'll say that's what the book says.
And if the book says do it, then do it. But if the book doesn't say, I don't know,
but that's
George,
the way I play. I play by the book. The book literally tells you 12 versus a 2, hit it. 12 versus a 3, hit it.
I don't know. I'll have to ask the dealer. How many hands do you have to play? In other words, if you're going to sit down at a $25 table, how many hands do you have to be prepared to play?
I mean, what's 20, 200? I don't know. Like, probably like 10.
Yeah, there you go.
12 right
there.
Hands.
That's the right number, 10. You got to go into any blackjack table under the expectation that you're going to give it 10 hands.
Yeah.
So if you're going to sit at a $25 table, you need $250. And if you lose the $250, table's ice cold, move on.
Yeah.
Okay? But you got to know how, because to me, blackjack is about money management. Not that I'm like some great blackjack player.
No, it is about money management, but also it's about like odds. You know what I mean? Like based on what you're seeing. Like, so if you have like a, like are you always hitting on a soft 17?
If the
Do you know what a soft 17 is?
If the dealer is showing a 7 and I have...
No. Okay.
Go ahead.
You
give me the scenario. I'll tell you if I hit or not.
Cards are already flipped.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing a soft 17. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dealer is showing... Like the card is flipped now. You know you have an ace and a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hitting or staying there?
I'm hitting.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Okay. I mean, in some cases, you can even double down.
Well, either way, all I'm saying is you got to go in thinking you can play 10 hands. It's just the way it has to be.
Okay.
It's a very important
part. That's not
really
a strategy.
Sure it is. Because a lot of people will get on a table and they'll go, hey, here's $100, and I'm playing at a $20 table, and that gives me 5 hands. You got to be able to play at minimum of 10 hands.
All right, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
You've got an 11.
Okay, I've got an 11.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dealer's showing a 10. What are you doing?
I'm asking the dealer what to do.
I had a friend that was a dealer, and she would clean
house. Well, you know what the dealer would say in that scenario?
Say hit.
I'm about to cure. See how? No, double down.
There you go. Double it.
So I would you be that risk averse, or you would follow?
No, I would totally double it. But you know what happens is you think that by doubling, you're always like playing the odds.
Yeah,
I've gotten beaten a lot when I've doubled.
You can get double down and get a 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's go play some blackjack.
Let's do it.
Where should we go?
I will be next week. But anyway, so the point is, I sat at the Aria at this one slot machine that was right by the bar. Because I grabbed a drink, and I just like, I'll just sit down. Because he was like, oh, it's going to be another 20 minutes. I just got out of the shower. All right, whatever. So I'm like, oh, I'll just sit here, because I don't have time to be at a blackjack table. Okay? So I'm just going to play this $100, see what happens. The $100 turned into $500. I hit one of those crazy, it was on one of these Wheel of Fortune games. I hit one of those crazy, you can spin the thing like 20,000 times. And it was like a penny slot. That was the other thing that was hilarious. It was a penny slot. I won $500.
I've literally never played slots. Never.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune is fun, though. I like those Wheel of Fortune games.
Hey, before we get out of here on a Friday night, can we hear this McMiniman thing you wanted?
Oh, yeah. Play that. Go ahead, Laura.
Rumors surrounding the Lakers. What else is new? But specifically about Kyrie Irving. What insight can you tell us about a possible trade to the Lakers for Kyrie?
Well, Cassie, as the entire NBA world has waited for a tangible update, what's going to happen with the Lakers and Kyrie Irving, what I can tell you is, meanwhile, behind the scenes, the Lakers have also talked to the Indiana Pacers about a multiplayer deal. Now, I'm told that those talks basically went nowhere. Oh. The Pacers didn't believe that the Lakers gave good enough of an offer to continue having that conversation. And the question is, are the Lakers doing that as a viable plan B? Or are they doing it because they didn't think that the Brooklyn Nets were being serious about trading Kyrie to them? And those are the kind of dominoes we have to find out as they fall moving forward, which is the most feasible path to the Lakers to get better, because they are not done. They
right.
need to make deals, or one deal or multiple deals between now and training camp to get their team back to contending status.
And look, this...
All right, enough.
Somebody lower the music behind me, will you?
By the way, What did I tell you earlier today about that Indiana deal that we were talking about on Sportsnet?
What are you saying? What are you asking me?
What did I say? I said that the deal that the Lakers, Indiana said, no, we don't want your deal. It went nowhere.
So what are you, and Dave McMiniman? What are you guys, sharing notes or what?
I'm just telling you, people in the league know.
I'm not in the league. I don't know.
But that's why I'm telling you, when I say stuff, here's Dave McMiniman a couple hours later saying the exact same thing.
You guys are league insiders is what you are.
All right. We are about to be outside because LAFC, El Tráfico against LA Galaxy.
It's LAFC hosting the Galaxy tonight.
Hurry up.
Chicharito.
All right. We're out of here. Great job, Laura. Great job, Funchy. LA Galaxy taking on your LAFC next.